Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister becomes first sitting Jamaican head of government to visit Namibia, participates in BRICS Summit, and engages Jamaican and Caribbean diaspora in Southern Africa. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness arrived in Namibia last Sunday for what was the first official state visit by a Jamaican head of government to that country. During bilateral talks with Namibian President Dr. Hage Geingob last Monday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness underscored Jamaica's commitment to strengthening its partnership with Namibia. Mr. Holness said it during the years of Namibia's liberation struggle, the Jamaican government considered it a privilege and a duty to support the Southern African country. He added that Jamaica and Namibia share similar development aspirations, pointing out that it is important for both countries to strengthen ties in trade and investment, significant drivers of economic growth.
I am pleased that our talks will also set the stage for the pursuit of cooperation in urban development as we give priority attention to making our cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. Indeed, I look forward to the twinning of our capital cities of Kingston and Vinto. And I'm happy to note that discussions are at an advanced stage to this end.
Several agreements were also reached between the two nations during the Prime Minister's working visit. Among them is an agreement that will see Jamaicans no longer requiring a visa for travel to the Republic of Namibia for business or tourism. Speaking at a joint press conference with President Geingob, Prime Minister Holness said both countries have now cemented a deeper bond.
We have two beautiful countries, but we scarcely ever get to enjoy the beauty of our countries. We need to encourage travel between our two countries for tourism. Very important. So this visit is of strategic importance. I welcome the announcement by your president of the waiver of visa requirements for Jamaicans.
Previously, Jamaica unilaterally waived visa requirements for Namibians entering the country as an expression of solidarity and support during Namibia's liberation struggle.
This occasion compels us to reflect with deep pride on Garvey's historic petition to the League of Nations in 1928, which sought to expose the barbarity of the South African regime and its unsuitability to govern Namibia.
Prime Minister Holness expressing gratitude to the Namibian government and its people for naming a street in their capital in honor of Jamaica's first national hero, Marcus Messiah Garvey. Later in the week, Prime Minister Holness traveled to Johannesburg to meet with global leaders at the 10th BRICS Summit held July 25 to 28. BRICS represents the world's leading emerging economies of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Mr. Holness participated in the BRICS plenary session and the BRICS Plus meeting with heads of state and government of BRICS and BRICS Plus countries and the UN Secretary General. The meetings tackled issues such as development, economic growth through trade, investment, and integration, as well as the environment. Meanwhile, during his overseas working visit, Prime Minister Holness engaged Jamaican and CARICOM nationals living in the two Southern African states. Speaking at a Namibia-Jamaica-Caribbean Friendship Town Hall, Mr. Holness said it is his duty to connect with all Jamaicans living outside of the island.
Wherever I go, I make it a point of duty to meet to the Jamaican diaspora, but not just the Jamaican diaspora, because we're Caribbean people. Coincidentally, I'm now chairman of CARICOM for the next 6 months or so. So I'm very happy to see my Caribbean brothers and sisters here coming out to support.
And while addressing members of the Caribbean diaspora in Johannesburg, South Africa, Mr. Holness reiterated that Caribbean countries will need to adapt to the new world order and diversify economies to be able to withstand shocks. Highlighting the effects of climate change and de-risking on the region, Mr. Holness says these are reasons he continues to champion the cause for small island developing states and promote the region as one with economic opportunities during his participation in meetings with world leaders.
BRICS presents this opportunity, which is why I'm here, to speak on these issues that affect small developing economies.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.